I'm James from King Edward VI School. I'm in year 13.
I'm Ben. I'm also from King Edward VI School, and I'm also year 13.
We got on the coach about 1 a.m. At Kegs and found out that our flight had been cancelled. Mr. Walden spent the next good while sort of on the phone trying to get our flight sorted, and eventually got the good news through that hopefully we'd all be transferred to a different flight. So we were all pretty happy with a good atmosphere. So all was good.
Then we, once we got to the airport, we only found that only 6 seats had been booked rather than the 9 that we needed. So 3 of us, including me and James, weren't going, effectively. So, and then after that...
Any idea why it was...
It was us 3 because, well, we were last on the alphabet, effectively. There was no other reason for it. That was the reason behind it all.
Well, we were on an external company's website and managed to find a good deal flight that would take us from Paris to Amsterdam via Istanbul and eventually into Erbil, which was brilliant, except from the fact that we were sat at Heathrow. So then we had the extra pressure of having to try and find some Eurostar tickets to get ourselves from London to Paris. But yeah, we finally got on the Eurostar after a sprint to get in on time. We made our way to Paris, a long journey. It seemed long anyway. Mr. Walden managed to find enough time to get a good sleep in, but myself and Ben were not quite as fortunate. Once we got to the station, we sort of had the hard task of finding a taxi for €40 to get us to Charles de Gaulle Airport. Finally, we found someone, but as he didn't speak English, we weren't sure whether we were going to have enough money or not. So we devised a plan that would hopefully get us there, and we did, and we managed to get there all well and good, and got our flight from Paris.
Leaving Paris was the easy part, effectively. We got on the plane and flew off, and then the hotel at the airport interchange at Amsterdam was fairly brief. Of all the airport terminals we saw, that was probably the best one, which was unfortunate. But yeah, through Amsterdam quite quickly. Then on to a longish flight to Istanbul, which is understandable, seeing it's 1,500 miles. And then after that, we had a lovely, lovely 9-hour stay in the Istanbul terminal before our next flight in the morning, which took us to Erbil.
Our feeling on arriving at Erbil was one of shock, I think. We were all a bit stunned that we'd managed to get to Erbil from the position we were in Heathrow. It was just... fantastic, really. We were all very, very happy, very relieved, very tired. But I think the main feeling was one of satisfaction and happiness that we'd finally made our way across.